Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Tech Media Breaks, HealthLinked Corp, HLYK, launches upgraded MedOffice Direct platform on Shopify. HealthLinked Corp, a leading provider of healthcare technology solutions, has launched its upgraded MedOffice Direct e-commerce platform on Shopify. The platform offers faster performance, enhanced security, and a modern checkout experience, with a 20% price reduction on brand name medical supplies. CEO Dr. Michael Dent stated that this launch represents a significant advancement in accessibility and scalability, providing patients and healthcare providers with a more efficient system. HealthLinked plans to expand its inventory and transition the platform back to MedOfficeDirect.com after completing marketing and back-end updates. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. VStock Transfer to serve as bronze sponsor of Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. VStock Transfer will serve as a bronze sponsor of Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. This sponsorship highlights VStock Transfer's dedication to supporting innovative companies and facilitating engagement between issuers and investors. The conference, known for bringing together growth companies and industry leaders, will feature presentations from over 60 carefully selected companies across various sectors. With more than 500 institutional and high net worth investors expected to attend, the event aims to create valuable connections and foster meaningful interactions. For more information and registration details, visit Spartan Capital's website.
TSC Halloween Trick and Trade Sale nears end. Telegram Signal Copier TSC reports a strong response to its Halloween Trick and Trade Sale, with discounts of up to 70% ending on November 3, 2025. The campaign aims to make automated trading accessible to traders of all levels. Offering real-time signal copying, multi-channel management, AI-powered execution, and 24/7 support, TSC's sale provides substantial savings across all packages. As the sale nears its end, traders are urged to take advantage of this limited-time offer to streamline their trading process and enhance performance. Visit the TSC website to learn more about the Halloween Trick and Trade offer.
SureShot FX Halloween Sale, limited time discounts. SureShot FX, a leading provider of Forex, gold, and indices trading signals, is offering discounts of up to 60% on its premium signal packages until November 3, 2025. The Halloween Fright Night Sale includes all premium trading packages, SSF Copier, and Algo for a more efficient trading experience. Novice traders can build confidence with data-driven analytics, while veteran traders can enhance their strategies with advanced tools. With just a few days left, traders are encouraged to seize this limited-time offer to access top-notch trading tools and unlock their market potential. Learn more about the offer plans at SureShotFX.com. FTI Consulting lifts outlook as corporate finance forensics power record quarter. FTI Consulting posted record third quarter results, with revenue rising 3.3% to $956.2 million. Earnings per share climbed 41% to $2.60, driven by strength in corporate finance and restructuring and forensic and litigation consulting. Corporate finance led the way with revenue up 18.6% to $404.9 million, while forensic and litigation consulting revenue rose 15.4% to $194.7 million. Economic consulting fell 22% to $173.1 million, posting a $4.6 million adjusted EBITDA loss. Despite near-term pressure in weaker segments, FTI plans to continue investing in AI capabilities and senior recruiting. The firm now expects 2025 revenue of $3.65 billion to $3.735 billion, with an 11th straight year of adjusted EPS growth anticipated.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.